This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Get on a flight this weekend and you'll take part in a puzzling ritual. You'll have to turn off your iPads or laptops for takeoff and landing, even if they're in airplane mode. But it all might be changing big time. The Wall Street Journal says the FAA is expected to ease the old rules. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at what that'll mean for the airline business.
The FAA issued rules on gadgets in flight when cell phones first became popular, and there were fears they could interfere with planes' navigational systems. But today's electronic devices have weaker signals. The FAA has asked a government industry group to look into relaxing the rules. Its final report is due this fall. If most gadget restrictions are relaxed, will that be a boon for the airlines or manufacturers who'd get lots of business retrofitting planes? Not according to airline analyst Daryl Jenkins.
This is not the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Ultimately, if anything comes from this, it will be modifications to the aircraft, and I doubt that the modifications are going to be that expensive.
Jenkins says that's because most airlines upgraded their fleets over the past 10 years, so everybody's flying pretty new planes, many with Wi-Fi systems. According to the Wall Street Journal, the study commissioned by the FAA doesn't look into allowing cell phone conversations during flights. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.